Hi, everyone, and welcome to Advisor Edge, the GVA Way, a podcast series created for financial advisors navigating the complexities of transitioning from a traditional firm or considering branching out independently for the first time. This podcast will deliver clarity and expertise by answering common questions and guiding you through the services and support GVA provides during the transition process. From establishing your brand to building a client base and managing compliance, we'll provide the insights and resources you need to thrive in your new venture. GVA is a full-service, technology-driven RIA. We are 170 advisors strong across 18 states. We provide asset management, compliance, billing, compensation, insurance, brokerage, 401k services, technology, and more to our advisors. And everything we do is scalable for us and you as we place technology in the forefront. Perhaps what we hold to the highest regard is our dedication to the end user, our clients. We like to say we are a family of like-minded individuals who hold our clients' financial interests above our own. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the GVA Way. Podcast number 7, Advisor Compensation, and specifically focused in on Advisor Bob. I've got two great guests here today. I've got Colton Pence and Ali Mayu, who are going to dive in deeper on Advisor Bob and how that helps out with the advisor compensation world, specifically at GVA and then also with other RAs as you see it, being that you're leading the charge in the Advisor Bob front, Colton. But before we get started, let's get a little bit of a background on Colton and Ali and how we got here today.
Go ahead.
Like you said, my name is Ali Mayu. I started in the finance industry about 10 years ago in private equity on a small scale. Moved abroad and got to CPE on a larger scale. Came back and got into the RIA space about 5 years ago, specifically working in compensation and commissions. I, at the time, was finishing up my master's degree and had the pleasure of actually meeting Colton at that time. So I was working for another firm and utilizing the Advisor Bob system, and basically have only worked in commissions utilizing the Advisor Bob system. So that's a little bit of me.
Yeah. Colton? So for my background, started at Great Valley Advisor Group as an intern, looking to be in the financial technology space. And at that time, Advisor Bob was a proprietary tool solely for Great Valley Advisor Group. Was there from about 2018 to 2019 when we launched Advisor Bob, or Advisor Book of Business, for those who don't know the full acronym of it, in 2019. And since then, I've kind of been, you know, in the day-to-day of that, managing that and outsourcing it to other RAs, as long as kind of assisting GVA on the big picture compensation side.
Got it. So Advisor Bob, Advisor Book of Business. It's funny because I feel like a lot of people don't know the acronym, right? They're always like, how did Bob come about, right? Who is Bob? Well, now we do know. So let's talk about advisor compensation in general. We'll start there. And Ali, you just said you've used Advisor Bob pretty much for your RIA career here, right? Before that, yes. I'm pretty sure, I'm going to guess, because I know that I was doing it running an RIA, was Excel, yeah. Macros, you name it, PDFs, right? So over that time period, how has the advisor compensation world changed, right? Or how has it evolved, I would say, and, you know, with what's available out there and what we're providing?
Yeah, so I would definitely say, I mean, at least just over the past 5 years, we knew the RIA space was growing, but it's growing even quicker every single day. So commissions, in my opinion, when advisors go independent, they want transparency. And so from the beginning, coming out of the Excel macros and being able to utilize a system that could provide baseline transparency was super important. Mm-hmm. I would say probably 90% of the advisors that I talked to say that their biggest complaint with where they were was that they didn't have transparency in their pay, much less did they know how they were getting paid. That system helped bridge that gap and also reduced the working hours that went around compensation.
Absolutely. Right, because you'd have the, hey, compensation's around the corner, shut your door, don't bother me for 5 days.
Absolutely.
Right? And head down and grind. I mean, a lot of the reason why it was created, right? Full transparency for the RIA and also the advisor. I mean, would you agree with that, Colton?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We range with other firms from seeing you know, hey, you get an email and it says this is what you're going to receive in your bank account this month to firms who have created some sort of access database where they've invested a lot of money and time and they get some sort of portal. But the majority of advisors that we run into are getting an email of, hey, this is what you're going to get paid. If you want to figure it out, good luck. Right. Right.
Then you're calling the service team of the custodian. You're trying to chase down where the fees are when really the system itself will provide you that and the reporting capabilities that are available to you. So, okay, awesome. So diving a little bit deeper on advisor, Bob, now that we've talked about advisor compensation, what are the different ways that, like, first of all, why was it created? I think we kind of talked about that. But what are the different ways that it helps the advisor, it helps the RIA, and it also helps the firms that are underneath the RIA, right? Those DBA firms that have made the decision to say, hey, we don't want to be an RIA. We would rather run a business within an RIA that we trust, but we still want to have the flexibility to run our compensation in a more flexible manner. I guess that's the best way to put it there. Talk to me about that. Each one of those silos there for you know, what the advisor sees, what the RIA sees, and then really if you're running a firm, how you can see the other advisors in your firm and the sharing settings and everything around that. So, Colt, why don't you start and then Allie, if you, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So the value proposition from the advisor Bob side for the back office or the RIA, right, is streamlining the compensation process. So we're not, like we mentioned, locking yourself in a room for a couple days, head down. It should be, you know, a couple of imports, some quality assurance checking, and releasing payments. So just streamline the back office. For the advisors, the goal, right, is to be the one-stop shop compensation portal. So they can log in anywhere from their phones, tablets, and computers, get a nice clean portal, review gross fees down to their net fees at the highest level. If they want to drill in to a more granular level and view account level information, you know, we provide that as well. But for those little one-off offices or the DBAs within a larger RIA that kind of want to manage it, as you mentioned, it's providing transparency on not only their individual book of business, but also their employees, their sub-advisors. They can run reports on profitability to their office within the larger umbrella. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree that it allows an access and an ability to not just report like your standard advisory compensation and stuff. It gives access to the advisor to see and do essentially whatever they want to do, whatever the DBA may want to do. So here at GBA, if we want to customize something, Advisor Bob can do that for us. It's super customizable. It's super, you can twist it and turn it however you want, however it fits your firm. Correct. And so I think that is super important. And it's not hard to do with this software. Some others you can hit where it's like, oh, we can't do that, or you can't do this. Here, the technology is there where it's like, we can do that for you. Give us some time. We're going to roll it out, and it'll eventually happen. And so that's what's really great. And I would say that the company's super open to feedback from their clients.
Well, considering we have the CEO sitting here, right? We can tell him what we need. So I printed out a couple things from the website, and I want to go through these because I feel like it's important. We talked about advisor compensation. But from the RIA standpoint, let's go back to that real fast and just talk about how the adjustments and entering them in and the different ways that they can actually pay their advisors, levelized versus non-levelized, different program fees, admin fees, you name it, you can do it, right? So at GVA, we're a payout. We do payout percentages based on AOM, and it's also, if you use asset management, we do have the program fee that covers everything. But we're not the same as the RIA down the street. We're not the same as the other RIAs that you're working with, and I think you have over 70...
Closer to 100
RIAs, which is insane. Didn't know that. But every one of those is set up different, right? It's not like you're plugging into a...
pretty much. And I didn't mean to interrupt, but the resounding answer is just yes. Every single shop we talk to, whether it be a demo or an existing client, they're different. So something you mentioned with GVA is AUM times a payout percent. You might add a program fee depending. But the majority of GVA advisors are non-levelized, paid in full. And then we have a handful who are levelized in the sense of...
So explain, sorry, for folks listening.
Yep.
Levelized versus non-levelized. Just give us the quick high level. What does it mean?
Yeah, so within advisor Bob's terminology, we classify it as levelized. Others may know it as smooth. But what both of those terminologies mean is just spreading the fees across a quarter or a set time frame. So typically 3 months on the quarter. If you do $100,000, you'll receive a third of it in your current month, a third the next, and a third the following. So exactly. Now, speaking of complexity, this is a great example of how one firm can be different from another. The advisors at GVA who are levelized, their adjustments are passed through in full. So if they have are paying a rent expense or something along those lines, it's passing through at 100%. That's not being smoothed. Other firms can smooth adjustments or not. They'll smooth individual vendors. So it gets very in the weeds. Exactly. Yep. Got it.
And some of the other things that rolled out recently were tied to financial planning, right? I know that was a big thing. One of the things that we're doing here is we've seen a rather large uptick in the financial planning space, right? And everybody, Allie would agree, right?
Yes.
How has Advisor Bob and the financial planning tab helped out with that, right? From the API integrations of Stripe and DocuSign, everything done in the system. We don't have to use another platform for it. So, talk a little bit about the financial planning role.
Yeah, so that was definitely like on my top list of favorites with Advisor Bob, I will say.
Yeah.
Being able to, in my opinion, the advisors being able to log into where they're going to view their commissions, but then be able to manage a part of their business, which for some is a large part, as we've seen in financial plans. And so not only with the DocuSign integration and Stripe, it's taking out like all of the other steps, whereas you would typically put a plan in another system, have to pull that, put that into Advisor Bob. It's all there, even down to the agreement.
Yes.
Everything is done. It's tracked. It's date time stamped. You can't ask for more clean data. That's all I have to say. It's clean.
And it's timely, right? And it rolls right into fee details. Yes. So the advisor gets paid in a timely manner. If there's follow-up that needs to happen, it gets done. One of the cool features, right, there's other features that I wrote down here that are kind of bouncing between the RIA and the advisor itself, like the audit functionality, right? Like levelized, non-levelized, checking year over year, quarter over quarter, verifying that you're tracking that where you want to be going from a metric standpoint. It's almost like a practice management piece that you have there in the system itself. Book of business valuation.
Yeah.
Hot topic, right? So I know that there's one published in there on the top right, and it's only getting better as more data gets into the system. What do you envision for that? What do you envision for the book of business valuation?
Yeah, so the book of business valuation piece, especially from our conversations, right? The other third parties on the market today, advisors are entering data that they're kind of guesstimating, I would say. It's, I think my trailing 12 GDC is X, and my average client age is probably around this.
Yeah.
That data becomes really rapidly stale as they're not entering in updated information and maybe their valuation changes with new business or closed accounts. So with Advisor Bob and real-time data, that book of business valuation is being updated on a monthly basis, along with real-time valuations based off of client tenure, client age, book of business and revenue by age and tenure. So we have all of the data metrics behind the individual accounts rolling up to the custodians and the different business sleeves for that advisor.
Yeah.
So the book of business piece is huge, right? As we've discussed and how GVA utilizes it, it's providing advisors and the RIA to understand the individual advisor's book of business valuation with real-time data compared to guesstimated data.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, for the future, looking to expand on the reporting capabilities behind it. So providing advisors and the firm a full overview of that book of business and the valuation on it.
And you mentioned reporting,
yeah.
So we'll jump from book of business valuation to reporting before we look to close this out. But let's talk about the reporting tab, right? Is there a report that you have on the reporting tab, and you can each answer separately, that you find to be the best report for an advisor and the best report that would be for the RIA using the software? Let's break it into two channels. So I'll start with you, Allie. Go ahead.
Okay, so the best report for the advisor. I'm going to have to say the commission statement just because I feel like it's what they're most comfortable with.
That was a layup.
Yeah.
Now I gotta find a different answer.
I will bounce off of that and say that there's an extreme uptick in fee-based 401k business, and yes. So and retirement plans, like we said. So outside of the standard advisory business, you're able to run these individual reports and track these plans that are paying outside. It's huge.
That is big. That's actually the fee-based 401k report.
It's huge.
Being able to track those monthly plans, those quarterly plans, making sure that you're getting paid directly, like that has been a pain point, no doubt about it. That's a good one, for sure. How about the RIA? Do you have one? Are you going to say that for the RIA too?
No, for the RIA. Colton, I'm going to let you take this. What do you think's best for the RIA?
I probably would have defaulted to commission statement for advisors as well, but I'll pivot and I'll say our advisory fees report.
Yeah.
Fair.
For those listening, the commission statement report is your standardized report you would see compensation on, right? Line item level detail at account, but exportable to a PDF, nice and clean and understandable. Our advisory fees report within Advisor Bob is a little more malleable, if you will, and you can change the parameters relatively quickly with some toggle buttons. Okay. So an advisor can log in, grab any pay cycle selection, but what they're able to do is with a drop-down search for their gross fee or their net fee and then look at those different fee types by their different revenue streams. So if they want to see it by account program or class, their rep codes, their vendors, or their firms, it's just a nice high-level report that they can kind of vary rather easily with a couple clicks of a button. That's probably my advisor report I would go to. For the RIA, I think there's two obvious answers. I'll stick with the override profitability report. More so for the back office and understanding profitability is very, paramount. You want to understand your cash flows, who's your most profitable advisor, who may be lagging behind if you need to have conversations of establishing a flat fee or something along those lines. But our override profitability report will just show profit by advisor for a trailing 12 months, and it's really nice, clean, and easy to understand.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. So before we close out, what's in the works? Is there anything in the pipeline that would be worth mentioning? Anything, any new features, any new functionality that we could maybe tease out there? Give me something.
Yeah, so something that's been out, but I think a lot of clients will utilize for the first time this year is the 1099 report. Very few offices got to actually utilize that this most recent year end, but that's available. Some reports and functionality that are not out yet would be continued business valuation, notchafile capabilities, abilities to release payments directly from your bank account with a click of a button instead of kind of having to export into a payroll system or something along those lines. That's a big report that's coming. And then kind of continued accounting reports and functionalities in the system just to have that holistic picture from compensation down to the actual payment of the advisors.
And Allie, now that we have Colton sitting here, what's something that you say we need to have Colton make sure it gets done on the advisor platform?
As much DocuSign and Stripe integration as you can push through there. That's what I've got. Yeah,
exactly.
Fair enough. All right. Well, that wraps up podcast number 7. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. And I look forward to watching Advisor Bob grow and also bringing it out to the advisors that we have within the network. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.